you.
Yeah. Stick around. You can teach. Glenn's teacher, right?
Yeah.
Glenn's teacher?
Yes. Yeah, he'll be here. He gives us 5 minutes to get the books. We got to go to the library and get them. So he gives us 5 minutes after. He'll be here within a minute.
My chair.
Oh, no. Just took my chair away. What are we going to do? How are
we
going to have class about my chair?
I don't know if y'all heard or not, but there's another letter off from the dissidents.
Yeah. The White Rose.
The White Rose.
Yeah.
Recommended. It's not very good reading.
You didn't read it, did you?
I won't take the... No, I'm waiting for it. I got it last for me. I got like that. I knew it was from someone. I looked at the first line, the last line, and that's all the farther I got.
I got it today.
How do you real suspicious? These spam letters don't have any return address and stuff. Isn't that nice? There's a very old book you might be interested in.
White Rose.
Good work.
Yeah, dude.
It was revelation somebody had, I guess.
Yeah, stands for PRD.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's from the accusation.
accusation. I was disappointed. I got my meal tonight in this letter. Lucky Barnes said, White Rose.
Really?
Not knowing. So I opened it up. And I read the first sentence. And it just said, this is what the teaching of connections is doing. And I just went instantly, what is this? So I took it, I was in the waiting room to go to the can do it. So I tore it to shreds, touched it down the toilet.
Hey, that's a good question.
And so I don't know what it says. I don't have a need to that.
Yeah, I read that letter, got a negative 30.
Yeah.
I got less than that. That's all Phil's
worth. Yeah, you're better off following Phil. Really.
Never think of the scripture and then about whether we love or something. The first thing about Phillips is that he's
really encouraging the same thing he does. He's very circles. He just shows me it's really becoming a trail for me.
Yeah. Something else I'm happy. I mean, they're seeing something. There's such support for it, man. Oh, much, yeah, you're right.
We should send you a lot of them.
Oh, she said it had a couple of times.
Does anybody have an extra one? Right here. Yeah.
Sure.
You want me to? Thanks.
This was in the top one.
We're not going to do anything. He ran, he caught, but he made it.
You couldn't find it in that huge thing in there with the magnifying glass?
I looked under T-Y-M-E and Y-M-E on the Baptism.
But if you come under Baptism, then they'll have a whole bunch of spellings down below.
Okay. I didn't look there.
Yeah, look under Baptism.
Under that brick.
And then it'll tell you there whether that's true or any other questions here? You ready to go on to something new?
We've got NAS we hadn't caught up.
Is NAS here?
We're not going to have NIV tonight unless Johannes comes.
Let's look at Hebrews 3:19 and Hebrews 4:6.
Together?
Yeah, these are real. Should be pretty basic.
We're doing one.
Yeah.
Two columns, though, right?
Two columns. Two different things, but they're so close together, we should be able to get them. How that's going in the earlier year. Just this debate. So we've been dying hard. The Greek letter A in front of a word is like un or dis or something, unbelief, disbelief.
Pisti.
Are you
talking about unbelief?
Yeah. Faith is the word. Believe, faith.
A-P-I-S-T-I.
Unbelief. So Hebrews 3:19 is unbelief. Hebrews 4:6. Is apaithia.
Mm-hmm.
but persuadable. So unpersuadable. For this one, unbelief. I'm doing this a 5. Unbelief here. I'm doing this a -5. This is a different Greek word, and it brings out a different truth. They were kept out because of unbelief, but here they were kept out because of unpersuadableness. Refusal to believe, I'm going to give that a 3 or 5. Refusal to believe. Unpersuadable. This is where a lot of people are in our church right now. They're manifesting some of these things up here. It's keeping them out of kingdom plan. Concerning their marriage and anything. Disobedience. I'm giving that a -5. It's not disobedience. And disobedience down here. I don't know if I should give it a -3 down here or -5. What do you think?
-5 is easier to have.
That's good logic.
Any other comments on this, or points that you might have, or opinions, or are you persuadable?
The literal is unpersuadable.
For 4-6, unpersuadable. For 3-19, unbelief.
About lack of faith.
Lack of faith. I'm going to give that a 2, only because it's not that you lack faith, it's that you're not exercising the faith you have. It's unbelief. I think lack of faith is, maybe I should be a little worse than that. Any comments down here? Any other questions? Has anybody listened to a translation tape recently? I'm just wondering if you can hear when I write at the board with the microphone is pointed to the class.
Barely.
We're experienced being a tape student. You can always hear the chalk hit the board. The voice is always kind of muffled.
The only way you can hear the tape is if you repeat it and say, I'm giving unbelief a 5. Otherwise, you have to turn towards the mic.
Okay. So we have Hebrews 3:19, Apistis. Unbelief. Hebrews 4:6, apatheia, unpersuadable. And it's not just disobedience in both cases, it's not just unbelief in both cases. Let's hear what Hebrews has to say.
3:19 is unbelief. And I'm not sure if this is the context of the listeners. Entered not therein for unbelief's sake.
That was right now.
Well, that's 4:6 also, isn't it?
Some have the King James.
King James.
Go ahead and read 3:19.
3:19 says, it could not enter in because of unbelief.
4:6.
Seeing therefore it remained that some must enter there. The first preach entered not in because of unbelief. They both say unbelief in the King James.
Okay, Tyndale. Both say unbelief. You can note the King James right there. Same as Tyndale.
King James.
Let's see. Ethiopian is the Jew tonight. How about Adams?
Okay, Adams, we've got 3:19, unbelief. 4:6, disobedience.
Mm-hmm. 3:19 is unbelief, and 4:6 is disobedience. That it was refusal to trust God that prevented these men from entering into his rest. So refusal to trust God. So that's for 3:19. And for 4:6, failed to attain to it because they would not believe God. So it's kind of like refusal to believe.
Second one was would not believe.
Yeah, would not fail to attain to it because they would not believe God.
What was the first one?
The first one is that it was refusal to trust God that prevented them from entering in. So they wouldn't trust God.
Disobeyed and disobeyed. They did not believe, and they did not believe.
Because they didn't trust in 319. Disobeyed God and failed to enter.
You see then that it was because they were unfaithful that they were not able to reach it.
Unfaithful.
Mm-hmm. And then the 4:6. It is established then that there would be some people who would reach it, and since those who first heard the good news failed to reach through their disobedience. Disobedience.
Berkeley.
But refusal to believe, that's 3:19. And refusal to believe is 4:6.
NIV.
Not here.
Please.
Unbelief and disobedience.
And.
Unwillingness to adhere to, trust, and rely on God, unbelief had shut them out.
Unbelief and disobedience.
Really?
Unbelief and disobedience.
Ledger.
Did not put their trust in him, and they had not obeyed him.
Knox.
Unbelief and unbelief.
Son of the Trinity.
319, unbelief. And 6 is unbelief.
Now.
Unbelief and unbelief.
Diaglot.
Unbelief, unbelief.
Yeah.
Unbelief, unbelief.
Derby.
319 is unbelief and 4-6 is... did not enter in on account of not hearkening. In other words, you're not hearing, or not adhering to, or...
Unbelief and obstinacy.
Obstinacy is stubbornness.
Unbelief and unbelief.
War.
Unbelief and unbelief.
Concordant.
Unbelief and stubbornness.
New world.
Lack of faith and disobedience.
Lamb.
They did not believe and they would not listen.
They did not believe. 4-6, it's did not obey.
Recovery.
Unbelief and disobedience.
New century.
They did not believe. And 4-6 is... they did not obey.
How about an AS?
Unbelief and disobedience.
How about an AS for Hebrews 6:2, doctrine of baptisms?
Instruction about washings.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
Five.
Praying in the Holy Spirit?
Yeah. All right. For Jerusalem, what about
Paul? How about John 14:26?
14:26.
Any other helper?
Helper?
Yeah. Same as...
same as RSV.
Mm-hmm.
Jerusalem, how about Acts 2:4?
Spirit gave him gift of speech.
Gift of speech.
Mm-hmm.
Who had that?
back. Did Beck have it? How about good? How about Moffat? Would Moffat have?
Who's got Moffat?
Moffat, is that one?
Is that gift of speech?
Ability to speak was Beck.
Oh, that's different.
Spirit enabled them to express themselves.
Well, probably different. Well, maybe nobody had gift of speech.
But it's spirit gave the speech.
There was
spirit in there.
Read us 2:4 again.
In Jerusalem. Spirit gave them the gift of speech. Capital S.
Okay, 1426, King James Comforter.
Advocate.
Advocate in Jerusalem?
Yeah.
1 John 2:1.
1 John 2:1. Advocate, small a.
June 20.
Praying in the Holy Spirit.
238.
The word repent. You must repent.
Hebrews 6:2, after the baptism.
Hebrews 6:2. Teaching about the resurrection. It's better than. Let me read the whole thing. It's really something. The teaching about the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. This, God willing, is what we propose to do. That's Hebrews 6:2 in Jerusalem.
That's not in there, I guess.
Sorry, before laying on of hands.
Start with one. Let us leave behind us then all the elementary teaching about Christ and concentrate on its completion without going over the fundamental doctrines again. The turning away from dead actions and toward faith in God. The teaching about the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. This, God willing, is what we propose to do. As for those people who were once brought into the light and tasted the gift from heaven and received a share of the Holy Spirit and appreciated the good message of God and the powers of the world to come, and yet in spite of this have fallen away.
Well, lift up laying on hands and doctrine of baptism.
Yeah.
It's kind of an interesting thing to rate. You might give it a nice 30. You might give it a 0. It isn't very bad. It's not even there.
Yeah.
It's not a perversion, it's just dumb.
It's kind of an omission, it's pretty serious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it is.
It's a revelation.
Just taking real liberty.
He's
talking about doctrines there, though. Can be pretty important.
Yeah, especially baptisms.
Yeah. -30 for whipping off.
Make it -30.
It's most peculiar.
That's pretty severe. I want my translation.
creatures of the Lord.
Let's go on to something new.
Question. In this context of four sections of disobedience, I'm wondering where unpersuadable came from.
It comes from the Greek word, apaithos, means to persuade.
Yeah.
Negative, but disobedience there's just King James.
NIV.
That's the Watchtower English. It's not
well,
English.
Actually,
why we're in the wrong one.
The Westcott.
The NIV we don't have.
Well,
yeah.
Okay. So they I thought that was so they actually translate the Westcott for Greek, right? Oh, I see.
All Westcott and Hart did was give us Greek.
Oh, okay.
Anything else besides Greek in there is added by Watchtower and Linear Society. I'll bet if we check 5 Linear's in the library, we can look at different disobedience.
Yeah, this one's unbelief right here.
They give unbelief for the same word.
Unbelief, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How come so many different kinds of versions use disobedience in there? Is that because they're trying to get it from the context?
I think they have, in my opinion, made their actions of stubbornness, the bottom line is, well, they're just disobedient. And instead of really looking at what the Greek said, they're kind of looking at the end result. So, why didn't they get in line of Cana? They're disobedient. But what was specifically that act of disobedience? The Greek tells us it was unbelief, and then it tells us it was unpersuadable. So, yeah, they were disobedient, all right, but you get more input, spiritually speaking, and more input to your own life by getting with that little Greek word.
It just seems odd, all these different translations of varying qualities and different times of writing would all come up with that.
Probably that word, apaithia, can be loosely translated experience, is my guess. But I think there's more to the word. Any other?
Could I have RSV again?
RSV.
First one was unbelief, and the second one was disobedience.
A couple of verses on Calvinism. Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of the Son. So, let's look at this. By the way, tipping that board. Romans 8:29. We're looking at the word foreknow. The word foreknow, prognosko, is before know. Pretty simple word to translate. Foreknow. Prognosko. He also did predestinate. That is another Greek word, predestinate, over there. And it does mean predestinate. But we find in this verse that predestination is based on foreknowledge. Who he foreknew, he predestinated. It's not that God predestinated individuals, it's that he predestinated the image of Christ. But aside from getting into the theology of that, foreknew, I knew you by. Foreapproved. I'm getting -22, -30. chose from the first. Ditto. Foreordained. Ditto. And predestinated minus 20 to minus 30. So hitting it pretty hard here. One column here, yes.
Chose from the first, what is that?
I'm doing that at minus 20. I should give you a minus 30.
Minus 30.
You just say those whom he predestinated, he also did predestinate you before the image of his son. I mean, what do you get redundant? Those whom he foreknew, he did predestinate. And he didn't predestinate into heaven. He predestinated him to be conformed to the image of the Son. That's what he predestinated.
Are we reading the whole verse then?
Well, read us the whole verse if we need to hear it. Otherwise, if it's very King James, just give us a point and it'll fall, whatever. Any questions? This is a straight doctrinal verse. They're either into it doctrinally on this one or they're translating it. No messing around here. There's no fudging on this word foreknow. This is a real straightforward thing. In fact, we're predestinating the same clause practically, same verse, and it's a completely different word. I think it's pro or rizzo or something. Mm-hmm. You probably know it. But a different Greek word. Where did you go, Tyndale?
Knew before.
Who means knew before?
Before.
Adams.
Or new.
New King James.
For new.
Dewey.
For new.
King James for new. King James 2.
For new.
ERV and ESV.
For new.
Numeric.
For new.
NES.
For new.
RSV.
For new.
NEB.
So God knew his own before they ever were.
I guess he's got it. Mm. 20th century.
For those of whom God took note from the first.
Huh? Mm. Took note from the first. That's close. Mm-hmm.
No. It sounds like he kind of picked them.
Maybe we could hear some context. We hear that how he puts the rest of it.
For those of whom God took note from the first, he also marked them from the first to be transformed into the likeness.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mark died from the first.
Boy.
He took note, it means he was watching their actions based on their own decisions.
Which is not that, the first part's not that bad.
Previously knew them.
Previously knew them. Slipped through.
Layman. For those whom he has known beforehand.
Moffitt.
Predestined.
Give us the.
For he decreed of old that those whom he predestined should share the likeness of his son.
Decreed of old is really what we're looking at.
Decreed.
Decreed of old.
Was that any better?
Yeah.
No.
Not much.
Decreed. involved. Could be.
Whom he had marked out from the first.
Fine.
Can I hear that?
Whom he had marked out from the first.
And does he say predestinated after that?
No, it doesn't say that.
Let's read the whole thing.
For God made his own before they ever were. For those whom he had marked out from the first, he predestined to be made like his son.
He marked out from the first.
He predestined.
So that's
marked out from the first.
He can choose from the first.
All right.
Bonnie.
For new.
For him. CB.
For those on whom he set his heart beforehand.
Why did he set his heart
up upon him? Sort of approval or approval?
Isn't that talking about certain special, or tending to talk about certain special ones?
So like your special ones.
For those on whom he set his heart beforehand, he marked off as his own to be made like his son.
Ooh.
Then he might be the eldest of many brothers.
Is it
perfect?
Because those whom he knew beforehand, those he appointed beforehand to share the likeness of his son.
Actually, that's pretty good.
What was it?
Knew beforehand. It's giving us the marking out beforehand based on his foreknowledge. Phillips.
God, in his foreknowledge, chose them to bear the family likeness of his son.
Beth.
Those whom he chose from the first.
Good news.
Those whom God had already chosen.
And what's that to you, Eddie?
Greg Jonas?
Yeah.
In fact, already chosen, I even gave worse than I gave back. Living.
For from the very beginning, God decided that those who came to him, and all along he knew who would, should become like his son.
Wasn't Calvinistic.
No,
it wasn't anything else.
What was it again?
Okay. For from the very beginning, God decided that those who came to him, and all along he knew who would, should become like his son.
Foreordained.
That's it.
Well, see, foreordained them to become into the image of the Son. And that's Calvin. I mean, that's the predestination, was into the image of Christ. He didn't say, that didn't say Calvinism.
For somebody to read and just spin it over, they could get that out.
Well, he did that in the King James, too. To Jerusalem.
They are the ones he chose specially long ago and intended to become true images of his son.
Barclay.
Four new
Barclay. Same ideas as the year
Weast. Well, Bartlett, no, I was mistaken. I was really invited to, let's go back to Bartlett. Romans 8:29, Barclay, is God both knew them and marked them out to become like the pattern of his son. Nothing about foreknew. It's God both knew them and marked them out.
Please.
Those whom he foreordained, he also marked out beforehand.
Amplified.
Or new.
Basic.
Those of whom he had knowledge before they came into existence.
Kingsley.
Or new.
Norley.
Or new.
Ledger.
New from beginning.
Knox.
Who from the first were known.
God for Trinity.
Or known.
Nav.
Or new.
Steinglatt.
Or new.
Down.
Or known.
Darby.
Or known.
Brotherhand.
Or approved.
He gave his first recognition.
Read the whole thing.
Because those whom he gave his first recognition, he also foreordained to be patterned after the image of his son. He knew them in advance.
Simple.
The people whom God knew about long ago.
He foreknew.
New century.
God knew them before he made the world.
From the first were known.
What was that? Where can we get more of these?
Check the file. There might be some there.
I'm going to go ahead. Boy, he took...
Not sure there is.
Ledger?
Ledger's done.
Okay, check. I know he's over here somewhere.
Ooh.